Is this really the field where the angels appeared?
Yes, Lucas. It happened right here.
On your very first day as a shepherd?
Yes. It was 35 years ago, on my very first day.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce the newest member of our team, Hannah. She just entered her first year at the Shepherd Academy up in Jerusalem. She's here to learn a little bit about how real shepherds do it.
Hi, everyone. I've heard so much about you.
Hannah, in front of you is one of the most elite groups of shepherds you're ever going to meet. The tip of the sword, or as we like to say, the curve of the crook.
I was just going to tell about the night the angels appeared.
Please tell us. I've heard so much about that night.
I was right here with the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flock that night. Out of nowhere, an angel of the Lord appeared to us, and the glory of the Lord shone all around us.
I would have been terrified.
We were.
Were you a shepherd at that time, Skippy?
Oh yeah, been counting sheep on this hill for decades.
So after the angels, what did you do?
We went and found the baby the angels told us about, and we were changed forever.
What do you mean?
Well, at first we told everyone about what we'd seen and heard. Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus stayed around Bethlehem for a while, but we lost track of them for several years. Then we started to hear about this amazing teacher. It was Jesus. Shiloh and Ezra went to follow him and would report back from time to time.
Is that when you took over the flock?
It is. Shiloh left me in charge as she and Ezra committed to follow him.
The angel said to us that night, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Then one day, years later, we were with John the Baptist as Jesus approached. John confirmed what we had reasoned that night when he said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world."
We followed Jesus and his disciples for several years, even to the very end, when Jesus was tried for crimes he did not commit and put to death on a criminal's cross. In his death, he became the once-and-for-all sacrifice for our sins.
From Isaiah 53, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities."
The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
3 days later, he rose from the tomb, appeared to his disciples and many others before ascending into heaven.
I finally found what I'd been longing for, something better, significant, something worth my life. Jesus, the Messiah, the Lamb of God and the Good Shepherd. He is worth your life too. And by believing, you may have life in his name.
All right, shepherds, time to take inventory of our flock.
I'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, it's a new record.
I should have seen that coming.